I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Economics Report. Women lead 8 of the 500 largest American companies. The number fell last week when the directors of Hewlett-Packard asked Carly Fiorina to resign. A day later, the Sara Lee Corporation named Brenda Barnes as its chief executive officer. Carly Fiorina was the first chief executive chosen from outside Hewlett-Packard. She was brought in to make changes at the technology company. Fortune magazine named her the most powerful woman in business. Soon after she arrived at HP, Ms. Fiorina stated that there is no glass ceiling. A lot of people thought she meant that women and minorities face no barriers to rising in companies. A research group, Catalyst, found that women held 16% of top jobs at the largest American companies in 2002. Ms. Fiorina said her point was that people who see possibilities do better over time than those who see limitations. Many chief executives keep their jobs just 3 or 4 years. Ms. Fiorina stayed almost 6. Business advisors Booz Allen Hamilton found the world average to be around 8 years. Some people say Carly Fiorina received the same treatment that a man would have received. Critics said she kept too much power to herself. They said her actions harmed financial performance. HP stock now sells for less than half its price when she arrived. Ms. Fiorina entered into the culture of a company started in a one-car garage in California in 1939. In 2001, she announced a deal to combine Hewlett-Packard with Compaq Computer. Some shareholders resisted. Walter Hewlett, the son of one of the two men who started HP, opposed the deal in court, but shareholders approved it in March of 2002. Results have been mixed. Since the merger with Compaq, HP has increased its share of the world computer market to almost 16%, but Dell has grown faster. That company now holds almost 20% of the highly competitive market. Still, HP remains the leading maker of computer printers in the world, and it is now the 11th largest company in the United States. The ouster of Carly Fiorina means the largest one led by a woman will be Sara Lee. Sara Lee, best known for food products, is 104th on the Fortune 500 list of top American companies. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written